What veggies can people expect to find at the market in Petersburg?
Well, they can expect to find most of the cool season vegetables. That would be spinach, radishes, baby greens, asparagus, arugula, mustards, early pea shoots, Asian greens, probably some baby turnips, kale and collards, and most likely some green onions and maybe some early carrots.
Can you tell me about some of the vendors that are going to be there this year?
So the vendors change every market. They're different every market, and so we don't quite know what to expect. There will always be somebody in the kitchen making a fabulous homemade lunch, and they're always going to be, Farragut Farm will be there every market, and every market will also have a kids' table. So the kids are going to have a chance to come and do some fun, cool craft, and that's put on by Eliza, one of our board members.
For people wanting to get involved, wanting to participate, interested in becoming a vendor, what can they do?
We would like to have people signed up about 3 days before each market, but if you call the day before, we'll still let you in, and even if you showed up on the day, we'd probably let you in. It's $15 for a table, and they just give me a call, and I sign them up.
We talked a little bit about some of these spring greens that are coming in. Do you have any favorite vegetables and recipes that you cook with those?
I actually brought a recipe that I love that was done at the market a few years ago by a woman named Aria Peterman, and she uses Farragut Farm veggies, and definitely my favorite veggies to cook with right now are the Asian greens, the bok choys and the little carrots and early Napa cabbage. And so it's just basically throw that on a bed of brown rice and top it with the Asian dressing of your choice. She has a really great wasabi ginger dressing that I really loved.
That sounds delicious. And that's something people are in a hurry can cook up pretty quickly too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just whip that up, and then you could probably store it in your refrigerator up for a few days and then just throw it on every time you make your fresh little Asian stir fry.
Do your kids like the Asian greens?
Yeah, mostly they like them raw. So they want to go into the garden and pick all of our raw veggies. Right now we only have kale and chard and lettuce in our garden, but they've definitely been eating a lot of it.